All right. Welcome, everyone, to Tuesday night on Kayak Fishing Radio, the Double L Show. For all of you tuning in tonight, it's a night of firsts for us. This will be the first broadcast that Chris and I are doing from the same state, from the same house, but not the same room. So I got sent to my room because we had an echo with two devices on in the same place. So I was quarantined for the evening. But anyway, it's great to be back in Virginia. How you doing tonight, Chris?
I am doing fabulous with you being home.
Aw, it's kind of funny even asking you, seeing I spent the day with you finally. So very cool. Well, enough of our mushy-gushy homecoming. So, but anyway, it is good to be home in Virginia. So how's everybody doing tonight out there? We got the chat room still filling in. We got a lot of our usual suspects and Joe Campo, Greg Becker, Chip Gibson's in there, guests. I see we got several guests. You can log in. I know we've been having a couple that had issues. You can log in and contribute to the chat room. If you do so, otherwise you can just sit back and listen and see what's going on. Hammerhead, what's going on? Jason Self out west, how you doing? King Rat, Mark Landing Crew Wheeler's in here. Stuck in the Mud, Elizabeth Sailor from Florida. Elizabeth, congratulations. I'll say it publicly over the radio. Elizabeth competed in the IFA event in Savannah this past weekend and placed second overall. So very good. Congratulations. One of our former guests, Marty Mood, who was on a couple weeks ago, he won that event. So congratulations to both of you. Very cool, and thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. We got a guest tonight from North Carolina we'll get to in a little while with Tar River Paddle Sports and New Canoe. So, but before we do that, we're going to mention, as we always will now, it's getting closer by the week, so to speak, the Boondoggle coming up in Virginia Beach. It'll be the Columbus Day weekend, October 5th through the 8th. And for any of you who are tuning in tonight for the first time or haven't heard about the Boondoggle, basically it's just an event for all of us to get together and go fishing. No tournament, no fee, you know, nothing. Just a good time. Everybody get together in Virginia Beach. We offer a lot of water close to everything, so you can do fresh and salt water. You can be in the ocean, in the bay, in the estuaries, in a matter of minutes from each one of them. So we're really excited about that, to be able to share with the people that are coming from out of town our fishery here in Virginia. So if you haven't made plans and you're interested, please do so. You can get all your information at yakangler.com/boondoggle or here at Kayak Fishing Radio /boondoggle. And I believe it's up. I did not look, even though I asked for it to be done. We put a separate thread on the TKAA.org website for the Boondoggle. So we're going to start putting stuff there just to help the local group kind of get together and let us know who we have coming from our club here and POL also. We have two kayak clubs in the area. So for anybody coming from out of town, we'll have definitely enough intel here for you to get you out there and get on some fish. I know that Kayak Kevin and Rob Choi have volunteered to help out if anybody wants to go to the bridge tunnel, fish the pylons and stuff, or we'll probably have sheep's head still around, spade fish, definitely some good flounder out at the bridge, long as weather permitting, and you've got some seasoned paddlers, they'll be glad to take you out there. The bridge tunnel's a great fishery, but it's not for the faint of heart or anybody that's just getting started. We got a lot of those big power boats that fly up and down through there too, so you got to know what you're doing, plus the current and things like that can get pretty dicey around their bridge. But other than that, we got a lot of other areas, like I said, that we can fish. Lynn Haven, Rudy, a couple of nice freshwater lakes real close to the saltwater launches. So either way you go, you'll be able to get in and get out and go do something else. And we might even have a little how mini event going on that weekend, so I encourage everybody to come and join us. The week prior to that is the TKA tournament, so we pick that time of the year every year because the fishery's so good. So I think we're definitely landing on a great time of the year for this upcoming Boondoggle. Let's see who we got in the besides for our guests. We got Mark Wheeler. How's it going, Mark? On the phone, you there? Is he muted himself?
Here.
You there, Mark?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
Doing excellent.
Good deal, good deal. Well, glad for you to tune in tonight. What do you got going on for us tomorrow night? You got anything together yet? Am I getting too quick on you?
No, tomorrow's going to be talking about the upcoming warmer weather, how to prepare for yourself from, you know, a long winter for some of us of non-paddling, how to, you know, get your body ready for, you know, paddling around, because if you're not out there right now, you are missing out on one of the best bites we've had here in a long time. And a little hint, 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 the puppy drummer eater.
That's right. That's right. So. Very cool. Well, for those of you, that's Mark Wheeler, our Wednesday night host, The Landing Crew. So tune in tomorrow night and check him out, see what he's got to tell you about getting ready for our upcoming season here, and get yourself together for the warmer weather that's going to come. Yeah, it's going to come. I came home Sunday. I drove through storms Saturday night, rained all day Sunday, pretty nice Monday, and dropped down to the 50s today. It was a shock for me, but it's supposed to get back up there. So anyway, upcoming things, real quick, we're going to cover here. Chris and I, along with our guest tonight, we will be at the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Expo. Almost had a blank there for a minute. This weekend in Richmond at the, what is it again, Chris? I always forget the name of the place.
The Show Place in Mechanicsville.
There you go. I'd be nothing without you. So anybody that's in the Richmond, the Hampton Roads area, come on up if you're going to the Saltwater Expo. It's looking like a really good time. A lot of good vendors. It's not a boat show. It's a fishing show. So it's, and it's all saltwater. There's I've mentioned it before. There's a couple TV hosts that are going to be there. Hatteras Jack for the surf anglers. There's plenty of information, tackle vendors. I've been having some phone calls from some outside reps. There's going to be, actually, the rep from Stickit Anchor Pins is going to be there. So anybody's interested in learning more about a Stickit Anchor Pin and some other things from him. I think, what else does he do? He does the Bio Edge. So there's going to be a lot of great stuff going on there. I've been looking at the list, and our dogs are going nuts. That's why they call it the Double L Farm. Anyway, so come on by, say hi, stop by the booth. I'll be doing seminars all weekend there too, so come check it out. Chris still has some kayak fishing radio stickers and patches, I believe, so come by. You got to ask her, though. She's not just going to hand them out, but anyway. And we're also going to have at that event at our booth, I'm going to be donating a trip, and we're taking donations. I believe there are $5 for HOW. So anybody who makes a $5 donation to HOW, we are going to be raffling off a guided trip with First Landing Kayak Fishing Services and trying to help and support HOW. We're going to have some information there about Heroes on the Water with us, too, to give out. So if you're not familiar and you're going to be at the show, come by and say hi to us and check out what we got there from the people at the HOW organization and Tom Vanderheiden with the Tidewater chapter. And I believe that the Central Virginia chapter also is going to have a booth at the venue. So,
correct.
And then what else do we got coming up? Oh, then the following week, again, locally people, but I will be speaking at the Virginia Beach Anglers Club next Thursday. So, great club. It's a club where I cut my teeth, so to speak, on saltwater fishing. Was a member of that organization for 10 years, and looking forward. They asked me to come back, so it'd be very cool to go share some kayak info with the guys and girls over there. They have a great club. They've been around since the 1950s. They're probably one of the oldest clubs in this area, I believe. I think Tidewater Anglers Club was started in the late 40s, so Virginia Beach is probably second or third in that. So anyway, some of the upcoming things in this neck of the woods. I got a quick fishing report here for you guys. Tog bite has been incredible. I know Justin and Rob Choi have been out catching them out of the kayaks, but I did see the other day, and I didn't get the exact weight, but a new potential state record tog was caught over the weekend by Ken Neal. I know it was over 24 pounds. I'm sorry I don't have the exact weight, but 24 pounds, over 24 pound tog. The ironic and funny thing to me about that was, if anybody knows what a tog looks like, the gentleman who caught the tog, as I said already, Ken Neal, is a dentist, and the name of his boat is the Healthy Grin. So I just thought that was kind of funny with the jacked up teeth that a tog have, that somebody that's a dentist and his boat's named the Healthy Grin would catch the pending state record tog. But anyway, so the tog are out there. If you're into doing some tog fishing all around the bridge tunnel and wrecks, they've been doing great with those. We had a 22-pounder the week before. I forget what Justin's went, like 20. Oh, boy. I don't know. His was in the 20s also. So it's been a lot of good tog action anyway. Flounder bite is still picking up. Eastern Shore is still the better area to get your flounder right now. Oyster, Watchaprig areas. Strip baits, they say, have been working the best with squid. And you can try, if you're getting some mud minnows around, do the old Chesapeake cocktail, the squid and mud minnow combination, the strip baits, which is great because right now the bluefish are really coming in. Probably one of my favorite strip baits to use would be bluefish, and I like to use those. And a little tip to you is to go ahead and cut your fish up the night before and put them on some brine. It toughens that meat up a little bit and stays on the hook a little longer. Cut them just like you would your squid in the long pendant type of shape, and very good bait. Oily fish like that are always good for the flounder if you don't have squid or anything like that, but you catch a couple blues, which would be not a problem right now. I've heard of some bigger blues being caught. Everybody hot off the presses. Tom Vanderheiden, take a seat, please, because I've heard of some better croaker being caught inside, outside, up in the rivers. So the croaker bite is really starting to improve, which is a good sign. We see them, but they don't bite for a while. But now they seem to be biting pretty well. So croaker and Tom Vanderheiden, get your gear, call in sick, and it's time for you to go. Another thing that was pretty exciting was the big red drum, 50-some pounds, was caught off of the pier. Lady was fishing for bottom fish and caught a 50-some inch, 50-some pound red drum. So that's pretty early for the big ones, but not too early with the spring we've been having, or winter, or lack thereof. And then the speckled trout bites still doing well in the East Elizabeth River, fish averaging 22 to 27 inches. A lot of spikes running around too between Rudy, Lynn Haven, and inside the rivers and stuff up in the James and around the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel. So, and this weather keeps going the way it is, which I don't foresee it changing by looking at the weather reports. Little fluctuations, but nothing major. I think it's just going to steadily improve around here. With the shame, but not a shame, this weekend we're going to be stuck inside because it looked pretty decent. So I think we're in full swing here in the Hampton Roads area for everybody. It's time to get the stuff together and get out there and fish. But remember, the water temperature is still pretty chilly, so dress appropriately just because the air is warm. The old 120 rule always works. If the air temperature and the water temperature don't meet 120, you better have something on your body before you're, if you're getting in the water, waders, dry suit, something of that nature. But we're climbing up there steadily. So I'm going to give a little plug right now just because I was pretty excited when I got the news yesterday. And just to let everybody out there know, if you're not familiar with, anyway, I got picked up by the Aqua Dream Living team to be on their pro staff, Aqua Dream Spoons, incredible stuff that Captain Mike, down in Florida has been producing. I'll have to say I was a closet Aqua Dream spoon user for quite some time because MarshWorks was carrying spoons. We did make our own at MarshWorks, but cost and supply and demand and all that kind of took over. So Chris at MarshWorks discontinued the spoons in our inventory, which unfortunately didn't really break my heart because I was still throwing Aqua Dreams. Hopefully Chris isn't listening to the show right now, but even when I was selling them, I was still using Mike's just because they're not that our spoons weren't good, but I really enjoyed Mike's. He's got a lot of different colors. A gold spoon is a great thing, but a gold spoon always is the best thing. So to have a arsenal like Mike puts out, he has black, green, pink, white, all different colors. Sometimes that gold is a little too much flash in the water, so you can kind of change your colors with the, excuse me, change the spoon colors with the water clarity and things like that. So Mike offers all that. So if you guys, you know, go check him out if you're not familiar. Aqua Dream Living, great products over there. He just came out with a watermelon colored spoon. I got three of those already before I was even picked up by them, because I think those are going to be really good with the brighter days and stuff like that. Once again, like I said, for the sunny days, that bright gold sometimes will not do you as much good. Fish aren't used to seeing bright gold all the time swimming by them, so the flash is good, but definitely check them out. Maybe I can put the link up there here in a minute when I get to typing and talking to our guest. And how's the chat room going there, Chris? Are they behaving tonight?
Yeah, no DT.
What's that?
No DTT.
We're missing half of the Tom connection.
Yeah, so we're quiet. It's looking good.
Maybe you shouldn't have said that. They might turn it up a notch there in the chat room for you. I can fix that. See, Mr. Becker was right on it. Go ahead, Greg. As long as she doesn't start hitting the sound buttons on you.
Ooh, can I?
You can do whatever you want there. You're in control. We got a lot of guests in there. Guests, you can register and sign in. You don't have to just sit back in the chat room and not be able to contribute if you like. Register with your Facebook or Twitter account. See them showing up there. And thank you for tuning in for all of you that are there. The guests that I don't know, I can't personally thank you, but thanks for tuning in. So do you have anything else, Chris? Because I'm going to get to our guest here soon. Has anybody new come in the callers list that I have been flipping back and forth?
No.
Anybody in standby mode that would like to be stand up and be recognized?
William is there.
Is William there?
Yep, current president TK is in the chat room.
Oh, I meant on the call line, on the phone. Was there anybody else?
No, I don't think so. I think Mr. Becker is just listening in, and I did not check on the other number. Would you like me to?
You can do whatever. You got the switchboard there.
Okay.
Yeah, Chris put up the link to Aqua. Oh, Chip did. Excuse me. Chip, thanks for doing that for me. Yeah, go check Captain Mike out. Great stuff over there. All right, well, we're going to get to our guest then until Chris interrupts me if she's got somebody on the phone that would like to say anything. Our guest tonight is a gentleman by the name of Frank Bandy. I've been knowing Frank now for, since 2008, 4 years now. Frank is a rep and sells New Canoe Kayaks. He's out of the North Carolina area. Anyway, I first met Frank because he's donated a kayak to the TK event back in 2009. And since then, Frank and I have done numerous shows together, and Frank has continued to be a good supporter of our TKA charity tournament. So Frank and I will also be together this weekend up in Richmond. So Frank, how's it going tonight? You still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with you. Going good.
Very good. Very good. So I kind of already let the beginning cat out of the bag, so to speak. But yeah, so you've been donating to TKA since 2009. When did you first start your company, Tar River Paddle Sports?
Well, I started the Tar River Paddle Sports in 2008.
Okay.
It was early. Go ahead.
No, you're good. No, I'm sorry. I was trying to do two things at once here. I can't do that very well. So you started in 2008.
Yeah, early 2008, I was looking for a kayak or a paddle craft that I could take me and my son out with, and that wasn't a dealer around when I found New Canoe, so I bit the bullet and became a dealer for them, and it's been going pretty good ever since.
What area do you cover as a dealer for New Canoe?
I pretty much cover eastern North Carolina, say from the Goldsboro area east, and really anybody that has a question of really anywhere. I'll feel free to answer the question or help them however I can.
Very cool. I'll get to your contact information in a little bit, but why Tar River? Where did the Tar River Paddle Sports come from?
I'm located in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, which is right on the Tar River. I felt kind of home, so that's where I got that from.
Was it tough paddling a new canoe in tar?
No, it's not. It's a pretty slow river. I'll try and jump ahead. Right now, we've got the stripers are making their way up the river. They're not quite to Rocky Mount. They're to Tallbar. If anybody knows the area, they're from Greenville to Tallbar. They haven't quite made it to Rocky Mount yet.
So what are these striper that you guys get down? Are they ocean striper traveling all the way up the river?
Yeah, ocean coming all the way up to spawn.
Really? Just like the Chesapeake Bay? Wow.
That's right.
Cool.
So they come all the way up, and there's a dam, and that's as far as they can go. The dam's right here in Rocky Mount. So
you head them off, huh?
That's right. You can cut them off. They're not the big ones, but they get from 16 to 26 inches.
Okay. Now, when they get up there in that neck of the woods where you're talking about, do they kind of hang out now for, like, the rest of the summer, or they come up, spawn, and leave just like they do in the bay, or how long do you see them once they show up?
They come up and spawn and then head back down.
So how long is the bite typically once they show up and get started, just in case anybody wants to head that way once you tell them that they're here?
That really varies on the water flow. The normal water flow in the river is about 5 foot, 5.5 foot. And right now, after this weekend storm, it's about 9 foot. It really varies. To about the end of May.
Okay. So you got a good little window there, about 2 months of striper fishing.
That's right. And they get in here pretty thick when they're here, though.
Cool. What would I bring if I'm coming? What's a good setup? We'll get back to new canoe in a minute. Now you got me interested in coming and doing some striper fishing.
I like fishing, like, Ryland Roads. And some swim baits.
Okay.
And you're subject to catch a bass and or the striper at the same time. So.
Right on. Very cool. What else is biting right now while we're talking on topic of fish, and we'll get back to your new canoe in a minute. You got the shad coming up that way yet?
Right. The shad here is about in the peak. I hadn't had any reports lately after that rainstorm. But right up the road, we got the Roanoke River, and their shad is at the peak right now. We went last week and caught like many of them.
Did you? Did you use a fly for that?
No, we didn't take the fly rod. We actually carried, me and my brother, we carried our sons down there and let them catch them.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, shad are a lot of fun. They're good for the kids, too. Good little fight. Yeah, our shad bite's just about to start here. It's slowly picking up. I think it's doing pretty good right now, but this weekend we got the same weekend that you're coming up here to do the show with us. We have that MS Shad Shootout that is going to be on the James River in Richmond, so I believe you're going to come up a little early and try to do some shad fishing, aren't you?
I'm going to try to, if I can find somebody to show me around up there.
Yeah, there's plenty. I can tell you where to put in, but that's about it. I know where the Ann Caro's launch is, and that's where I've put in before. Just kind of go up and down river looking for them, but it won't be too hard. You're coming on a weekday, so it won't be too bad. We went on a Friday that one time, the last time I went, and it gets pretty heavy out there. I don't know, everybody likes that egg, I guess. Right? Isn't that what they use the shad for, the roe?
I think so. I just kept being catching for the fun of it. The kids had a ball. I think we caught 35. I think we fished about 2 hours, maybe. Well, they did.
Gotcha.
They had a ball.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, well, we got off topic there for a minute, but we're talking fishing, so I guess it's not off topic at all. It is a fishing show. So what else is going on at New Canoe? What lines, listen to me, what boats do you carry currently and not the new one, if you know what I mean? So what were the models that you had up to the new boat that
the
we'll get to in a minute?
The company first came out in 2006. And they only had one model, and that was the New Canoe, which was available in 10 and 12 foot, and that boat is still available. It's done real good.
Is that the boat that I guess I've seen in the ads and all that you brought? I paddled one time, and it's one thing that's pretty cool about the New Canoe I've noticed too. You see people using them for hunting, also duck hunting out of them, and you got a whole blind package, do you not? Like you can get a duck blind package for the boat.
Right. The New Canoe was actually designed to get people out on the water to do something, whether you're hunting, fishing, paddling. We're just out swimming. I mean, it's just made to get you on the water to have a great time.
Very cool. And then with that model, then you guys just came out with a new model this year that I've heard a lot about, and I've seen over at yakangler.com. There's several people over there that are owners of it and been writing some nice reviews. And that's the Frontier, correct?
Right. The Frontier, it came available, what was in the works, probably about past 9 months. It came available February, the first part of February, and it offers a lot of different features. It's got a 70-inch track that runs up and down the boat. It gives you the ability to adjust the seating anywhere up along the boat you want. You can make it a one-seater, two-seater. It has a gear vault in the front, in the bow. And you can open the gear vault up and store your rods inside the rod locker.
Okay.
The boat's also self-bailing. Unlike the New Canoe, the Frontier itself bails, so you're able to take it through the surf. It can handle all the water. Another big thing about the Frontier is that the weight capacity is 650 pounds,
wow,
which is a lot more than, say, a standard, somebody wanted a John boat. It's a lot more than a 12-foot John boat.
Really? Wow, that's 650 pounds. You can get two grown men and a lot of gear on that boat.
That's right.
Very cool. And you just recently, I saw, put up some pictures. I know you went to work, well, not to work, but went with Yak Angler, Luther over there at Yak Angler, and did some rigging. How is it for rigging up things like that, like accessories and all that? How's the boat do for rigging?
It's very good. I went last week to Yak Attack and up there and visited Luther, and we mounted their Mahdi mounts, two at the front, two at the stern of the boat. And we've got flat areas at the front and back where you can mount either the Mahdi mount fits perfect, or you can mount the Scotty in the same locations. And the 70-inch Freedom track that the seats mount on, you can use the screw ball to mount the rod holders as well. So really you can rig it in a matter of seconds of how you want to. You can move it, take everything off of it, and the boat's still clean.
Very nice. Is there, I'm asking questions because I've yet to see it, and maybe somebody else out there. If anybody on the chat room has questions or anything for Frank, you can go ahead and put them up on the chat, and we'll be sure to ask him. You said it had a rod locker. Is that rod locker big enough so if somebody wanted to put a bottom machine in the boat, they could mount their transducer inside there?
Yes. You can, yes. You can mount your transducer inside to shoot through the hole. Or you could use the screw ball and use the ram fittings to carry it over the side.
Right, and drop it in the water over the back, over the outside.
That's right. That way you can take it out when you're not using it.
It's funny when you talk about bottom machines and kayaks. When I was down in Florida this past winter, I fished several different places, and everywhere I fished down there, I don't think we saw any more than 4 foot of water. It was probably the most I ever saw, and I was talking with Woody and some of the other guys at Native that were down there fishing with me, and I said something about mounting a bottom machine, a fish finder, and everybody looked at me like I was crazy, and I was like, well, what's, like, you guys put fish finders on your boats? I was like, well, yeah, we fish 20 and 30 foot of water, and they're like, oh, we don't ever, they thought it was crazy, you know, like they never heard of having a fish finder in a kayak down there, and I was like, yeah, we don't have the beauty always of having 3 foot of water and having fish swimming all around us all the time like they did in Sarasota Bay and over in Mosquito Lagoon and all. It was pretty funny when they didn't even think about it. Like, yeah, I was like, yeah, we, it gets pretty deep out in the middle of Chesapeake Bay. So when you're looking for flounder and things like that, it's nice to see the bottom because you really can't tell what's going on down there. So it's always a question I ask if it makes it easy to, it's a good option to have in a kayak is to be able to mount some type of transducer, shoot it through the hull if you don't want to do it over the side like you just mentioned. So that's a good point there. Very cool. Well, you'll have a Frontier with you this weekend in Richmond, correct?
Yes, I'll have several Frontiers at my booth located in the show place. They also have a pool where we're going to have the Frontier in the pool where somebody can come by and see how stable the boat is. And they can stand up in it and check out the cast and blast. They can stand up. I've just got a 20-inch cast and blast deck where you can stand. You can actually walk from all the way up and down the boat, and they can test all that out and actually see it and get a hands-on experience of the boat inside.
Cool. I'm going to have to try that out myself then. It's only like 8 inches of water, so I don't have to worry about it. If I fall in, I won't get soaking wet, maybe.
That's right. We'll have a PFD there for you.
Shall we? I was hoping you were going to say some lifeguards or something, but okay, just a PFD, huh?
I'll have the camera.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll have the camera. I'm sure you will. And Wheeler's probably already are getting ready to get another turtle together to give me, so. That's all I need
funny.
To fall out of a boat in an indoor pool in 8 inches of water. I'll never hear the end of it. I'll probably lose my kayak fishing radio cool kid card if I do that. But somebody, I'm looking at the chat room now. Somebody's giving Tom $50 to do jumping jacks. Thump.
Another thing about the Frontier.
What's that?
I said another thing about the Frontier. It comes with two bench seats. You can take that bench seat and turn it over, and you can mount the swivel seat to that, and that gives you the 360 mobility where you can spin around face to stern, turn around face to forward, where you could really gives you more mobility of the boat. And you can also use up to a 2-horsepower motor on the boat because it does have a square stern.
Okay. So it's similar to the new canoe, then. It did, that had the option, too, to put a trolling motor on that also.
Right.
Not.
That's right. And at the back of the boat, at the stern, it's got a place for fits either the crate, like a milk crate, or you can put a trolling motor battery back there as well.
Very cool. Somebody has a question. Are the seats removable?
Yes. The bench seats, they're held in place with a thumb screw where you can just quickly take the bench out or you can put it in. You can use the kayak style Searcher Summit seat on the bench. It's really I hear Chris in the background.
No, I was laughing at the kid. Keep going.
Basically, with the new canoe, you choose your model, whether it's the 10-foot or 12-foot new canoe, or either the Frontier, and then you add your comfort, your style of seat you want, whether you want a Surface Summit type kayak seat or the swivel seat. And then once you have your comfort, you just get your gear, whether you're adding your rod holders or your duck blind, and then you can accessorize it from there.
Okay, and getting back to you, as in Tara River, you offer, so people can come, they can get in touch with you, and we'll put your information up at the end of the show, and you can go ahead and spit it out here in a second to us, but you can give them on the water. You are close enough that don't you give on the water demos, and people want to come try it out and things like that?
That's correct. I have a couple of public boat ramps close by where I can meet people and do the underwater demos. And I try to go up to the Raleigh area about twice or three times a year to do underwater demos in that neck of the woods as well.
Okay. I'll tell you guys how much of Frank's salesmanship is probably pretty high up there to me. Last year we were at the Richmond show, and it was probably every bit of 25 degrees out, and Frank had to be at the show, obviously, every day, but a gentleman wanted to try the boat. So Frank was trying to find a place at 6 o'clock in the morning before the show started in 25-degree weather that he could put a guy on the water close enough to the show that once they got off, he could get to his booth when the show opened at 9 o'clock in the morning. You remember that last year? We were trying to find a place that you could launch so you could give
that guy
a demo of the new canoe. And you didn't have to go out there and chip through the ice.
He kind of chickened out, I think.
I remember that. That was pretty good. It was too cold to get out of the truck to walk in the building, and you were trying to go get on the water to make sure that somebody could try out a new canoe. So if you guys want to do it, I know Frank will definitely, if anybody's interested. How do they get in touch with you, Frank?
They can either email frank@tallriverpaddlesports.com. They can call 252-883-2441. TallRiverPaddleSports.com is my website. I'm on Facebook.
You're on Facebook. You have a Tall River site also on Facebook, or you just have your
own? I do have a
Tall
River. I do have a Tall River Paddle Sports Facebook site as well.
So pretty much if they can remember Tar River Paddle Sports, they can find you anywhere on the old intranet, huh?
Yes. If you type in Tar River Paddle, I'll be the first few things to pop up will be me.
Very cool. Very cool. And, again, you can come and check out Frank and the Frontier. Are you going to have the new canoes with you also this weekend?
I won't have any of the new canoes. I'll just have the Frontiers this weekend.
Very cool. So you can come check out the Frontiers at the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Fishing Expo this weekend. And where is that again, Chris?
The show place.
The show place in Mechanicsville.
I know. I'm just trying to play along. Give me a break, guys. Jeez.
No. Uh-uh. For that,
no
you
break.
Get this.
Oh, here we go. It's button pressing time. Very cool. Thanks, honey. That was pretty easy, though. That was only one tonight. Yeah, I shouldn't have said nothing. Yeah, and I don't know. I'd publicly like to thank Chip, because Chip added a whole bunch more sound after the last time that Chris got loose on the button pressing. Chip made sure to give her some new things in there. I don't even know what she's got, but I heard them talking.
Ooh, this will sound funny. Here we go. Ready?
All right, boys and girls.
Sorry. Frank's laughing.
Wow.
He thought it's funny. I bet your Chip is cracking up over there.
No, he's looking for more sounds to add for next week's show. I hear you took Wheeler off mute. Ah, Greg thought that was Wheeler Bond like a sheep. Very good.
Well,
Wheeler, you still here?
Chip is writing in German.
Good one,
wow.
Mr. Becker.
Wow, how, he must have figured out how to do umlaute. Wow, I'm impressed.
All right, next week we're going to do the whole show in German. Calm down, Wheeler. That's pretty good. I don't usually watch the chat room because I get sidetracked, but that's a pretty good one. I'm glad I grabbed that. Well, very cool, Frank. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Anything else you got going on upcoming this year? I know I don't think you're doing the fly fishing event either. We're not going to be – well, we're going to be there, but we're not working at it this year. Are you going to be up there at the fly fishing festival?
I don't think I'm going to do the fly fishing festival this year. I will be at the – there again, at the TKAA sponsoring the division again this year. The event's, what, September 29th, I think?
That's right.
And you'll be able to sign up pretty soon. And
yeah, it should be open now. I keep saying it every week. I feel like a fool because I thought I got a thing several weeks ago that it was going to be open by now. I don't know what's going on. I know for anybody who has fished the event before it, the registration is open. And I actually had Wayne on the phone today. I should have asked him about that, but it should be days. Oh, I keep saying that too, so everybody start calling me a liar. But TK registration should be open very soon, and I promise by next week's show I will have an answer to that. If it's not, it's open, Mark just said. So they opened it because I checked a couple of days ago. Yep, everybody's. Right. So everybody is saying it's open. So there you go, folks. Thanks, guys. Sign up. It's open. There you go. And you also have signed on to help with the North Carolina Kayak Fishing Association, too, did you?
Right. I'm also sponsoring their fall tournament in Oak Island. I'll be down there, and we'll be having a boat to hand out to one of the winners down there as well.
Very cool. The Oak Island. That's right. Yeah, that's the same weekend as the Boondoggle. Down in Oak Island.
Is it?
So, yeah, it is. So you're going to have to get done with that and haul the Toyota up the coast and come fish with us on Sunday. Just go ahead and tell your
that's
wife I said it'd be
on
okay. Tell your wife I said it'd be okay. Well, we'll try to sell you an extra boat or two this weekend in Richmond, and you can put that money aside for gas for that trip, all right?
Well,
don't give me no excuses.
That's right.
I understand, believe me. I understand traveling home. I drove home on Saturday, and to watch those gas prices up and down the coast fluctuate the way they did, it was some pretty close to a couple creeping up to $4, but actually the cheapest I found was here in Virginia, and who's from South Carolina? Anybody? South Carolina had the other cheaper gas. North Carolina wasn't very cheap. But anyway, we're not here to talk about gas. We're here to talk about fishing.
That's right.
Yeah. And squeaky toys, apparently. Ah, Chip, I'm going to get you. I'm tuning in Thursday night. All right. Well, very cool. So anyway, everybody, get your stuff together because fishing in the Tidewater area is about to really open up. Chris and I think are going to try to creep out one or two times maybe before we head to Richmond. What do you think, Chris? We're going to make it one trip at least?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh. It is currently open to TKA members only. Okay, so.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'll check
is.
With that if it's not open. I got people saying it is open and other people saying members only. So maybe that's the way Wayne's doing it. Previous people that fished it, TKA members, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, I will get that information to you. And remember, we're going to get that Boondoggle thing going on. So Shad tourney this weekend, that's correct. We talked about that earlier if you would have showed up on time, Seth. But anyway, the Shad tournament this weekend, MS Shad Shootout. will be in Richmond also, so it's a good weekend in Richmond to come on up, fish a shad tournament, and come check out the saltwater show. I'm sure that the freshwater bite, our youngest here, Amara, her and Chris went last week to go do some bluegill crappie fishing, little bobber, a little hook, and she caught a very nice bass, first cast on a little piece of worm, so the bass are starting to feed, and we don't do any bass fishing, so that was pretty cool. So I don't think if you fish, I think you're probably going to be pleasantly pleased with what's going on out here right now. It's definitely not the March fishery we're used to around here in Virginia anyway, so it seems like it's all doing very well. I saw some good reports down on the eastern shore of North Carolina, and they're getting red drum down there. I think I saw, who was it, posted up Atlantic Beach, chasing tail on Atlantic Beach. They've had some nice red drum taken in already. So it seems like it's going to be a good year, I hope. So you got anything else, Chris? I'm going to start wrapping it up here. We're getting close to our time limit, I think. Well, let me ask Frank real quick. You good, Frank? You got anything else you'd like to add? We'll make sure to put up. We already put up the link to your site. We'll put it in the show notes too.
Yeah, she put that up. I saw somebody in the blog had asked on the chat room asked about the where was New Canoe located. The home office is in Bellingham, Washington, and the boats are manufactured in Ashtabula, Ohio.
Oh wow. Very cool.
Mark?
There you go. I didn't know. I knew they were in Washington, but I didn't know the boats were made in Ohio. That's probably pretty good for shipping. They're right in the middle of the country, so to speak.
That's right.
So makes it a little easier.
Mark?
Yes?
And Philip is with us, if you could give him a minute.
Sure. Philip, you there?
Hey, Brother Mark.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How are you
today?
Everybody,
Philip Rucker. What's going on, dude?
Just enjoying another day.
That's right. Very good. What have you been up to lately?
This past weekend, mainly just dodging storms. We had about 3 inches of rain over the course of the weekend. But I was able to get out for about 4 hours Saturday in between the lightning and the thunder.
But did you do any good?
I caught about five bass, maybe. Which I couldn't complain about. There was, we've got this one nice lake that it's only open one day a week on a Saturday, and it's closed for 3 months of the year. And so the first day,
we
which
get pretty
is open,
busy on Saturdays.
It does get quite busy. In fact, people come and camp out the night before to get in line to get in this place.
Holy cow.
So it gets kind of insane. They rent John boats. It's either electric only John boats or paddle boats. No power boats allowed at all. So it's a nice quiet lake, and it's kind of a small lake. And there was about 60 people out there.
Wow.
So when that kind of crowd gets on the water, and I didn't get out till about noon. My son's had a running event. They had to go to in the morning, and ended up running in the rain. But Lisa was able to get out some. Not to steal thunder from our buddy Frank, but I just so happens to coincide this weekend, Get Outdoors is having the annual truckload sale. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Vendor reps will be there from Native, Wilderness, Dagger, Liquid Logic, Yakima, Thule, that's Friday and Saturday. Saturday, there's going to be a few seminars held. We've got everything in the store practically on sale. Boats, paddling accessories, 10% off on all kayak fishing accessories, 10 to 30% on apparel, 10% on racks, and so forth. So it's a good time to get out if you're in the area. Want to talk to a rep specifically about something interested in, or it's not being manufactured. It's a great time to get out there and talk to those folks, as well as take advantage of some good deals on some boats. We've got boats reduced from closeouts from last year, some overstocks, and that's on sit-on tops, wreck boats, touring kayaks, and, of course, our favorite, the fishing kayaks.
Very cool. So that's at Get Outdoors in Greensboro, North Carolina for everyone. So you'll be there working, right?
I'll be there Friday and probably Sunday. I won't be there Saturday. I've got to actually work my my main job, unusually on a Saturday, but it's for an open house. I work at the Vet College at NC State and got to transmit some live surgeries for all the guests and visitors that come through the college on that day. It's Friday, Saturday. That's 9 to 6 and Sunday 11 to 4. If you want to check out the website, there's a sale flyer on the website that's shopgetoutdoors.com.
Awesome.
Philip,
yes.
Somebody in the chat room asked, where is that lake?
Where is that? I'm going to give up my secret holy grail.
If people are sleeping there the night before, it's not much of a secret, Philip.
It's called Cane Creek, Cane Creek Reservoir. It's part of the Orange County Watershed Authority.
All right, Joe. You get in your car and drive out there. Let us know. You got to get there apparently early, Joe Campo is asking. So now there'll be 61 people next time.
There was a group of guys, two guys and their three sons between them that got there at 10 o'clock Friday night, spent the night in the truck, and they got off the water, I guess it was about 3 or 4 o'clock. It opens at 6:30. They'd been out there all day, and they caught between the five of them 64 bass, I think. And
wow.
I think the largest was around 5.5 pounds. It's not a huge bass by any means. A nice one, granted. They were fishing mainly buzz baits and catching a lot of the little bucks off the beds, you know, defending. Most of mine I caught on jigging pigs and one on a spinner, and I think my largest was about four and a quarter. Guesstimate, I didn't actually weigh it, but and those were all within sight of the boat ramp. Like I said, I didn't have a whole lot of time to spend out there before I had to get back. And it's a nice lake if anybody ever gets the chance to get down around this area. It's got a free Saturday. It's a good lake to go to.
Free Friday evening through Saturday, it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. It lets up as the season goes along, and during the summertime, a lot of people tend not to cram it up so much. In the fall, it's got a pretty good crappie population too. A lot of people are out there in the fall just crappie fishing, so the bass are free to be caught. And there's it's unusual for North Carolina, at least the Piedmont area, having depths that it does. They go up to 50 feet close to the dam. And there's some few nice, as far as ledges are concerned, not like you'd find it something like Table Rock or anything, but there are some gradual slopes that come off a few of the flats that have nice access to deep water, and you can find some nice bass suspended there in groups and start picking those off, and you can sometimes find them and catch 3 or 4 5 to 7, 8 pounders, you know, within a half an hour.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you for that report, and thanks for sharing the Get Outdoors upcoming sale. You know, I figured I would remember that after spending all weekend in the booth there telling everybody about it coming up, but I appreciate you passing that along. So anybody who's in that neck of the woods, the Greensboro, Winston-Salem vicinity, go by Get Outdoors if you got a interest in getting a new kayak or any of that gear that Philip mentioned that's going to be on sale. Basically, it sounds like everything in the store is going to be on sale. So They have a large selection. They even have some nice fishing equipment in there, TFO rods, I know. So go by and give the guys at Get Outdoors a look and see if they got anything in there to interest you. And like you said, you can pick the brains of the staff, too, so, and the reps for the companies that are going to be there. Tell Clay I said hi when you get there, Philip.
I'll do that.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Clay in a while, so.
Clay's a good guy.
Yeah, Clay's a great guy. Yep, tell him I said hi.
I'll do that. Thanks for letting me throw that out.
No, anytime, man, anytime. All right, what did you say, Chris? We got somebody else called in? I got horned. Lordy.
Chip dared me.
Chip. Oh, so it's Chip. You're going to blame Chip. Chip's not in the room pressing the buttons with you, hon.
He's the big kahuna. He tells me to press a button. I'm going to press a button.
Yeah, I'm not in Florida anymore either. Remember that.
Yeah, but still, you're not in the same room. What you going to do, huh?
Yeah, remind me of that at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep, here we go. War of the Roses. Yeah. All right. Did you say we had another caller that wanted to say something?
Susan Powell is with us.
Hey, Susan, how's it going today? We're about to wrap up here. So what you got for us?
Just some information about the kayak fishing tournament on Lake Cumberland. There's 30 anglers already registered, and we have a lot more sponsors coming in, about $4,000 of sponsored prizes and raffle tickets. And you can get more information at kykayakfishing.com.
Very cool. Very cool. How you been doing? You all right?
I'm doing wonderful.
Very glad to hear it. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Anybody in the Cumberland area there? Give me that website one more time, please.
It's kykayakfishing.com.
Okay.
Got it.
There you go, Chris. The
yep,
link's up on our
there.
Site now.
And Jim Dolan is in the chat room, too.
Yeah, I know. I was already telling him to, he said don't jump on oyster beds or something. I put down a self-note. I never really thought about jumping down on an oyster bed, but now that Jim told me not to, I'll take his advice. So thanks, Jim.
If
I ever got the itch to jump on an oyster bed, now I know not to. So words of wisdom. Very good. All right. How are we doing there? We got everybody covered? Chris? Hey, button lady.
Yeah, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm looking what else I can push, what else I can throw at you.
Yeah. You're pushing buttons, all right. All right, everyone. Well, we're going to let Chris push her buttons away here as we wrap it up. So thanks again for everybody. Thanks again, excuse me, to everybody for tuning in tonight, everybody over there in the chat room, and for all of you who possibly download this show later on, thank you very much. Don't forget tomorrow night to tune in to Mr. Wheeler, the landing crew, Mark Wheeler. Thursday, the king of button additions to the switchboard, Chip the Godfather there, Gibson, I'll be checking in on you Thursday. Don't worry about that, Chip. Then Friday night, we got the Wild Wild West show with Ike and Spike. They're on their California time now, so that's 11 p.m. for us right side guys and 8 p.m. for the left coast if you're on the left coast listening in. And then Monday, we come back around to Redfish Chuck. I missed Redfish Chuck's show last night. I had to go stand around 125 screaming Girl Scouts last night and display a kayak. So I missed Chuck's show last night. But anyway, so don't forget to come back around. Somebody's hitting the water. See ya. All right, Seth, good luck. All right, well, again, thank everybody. It's my time to thank all my sponsors. Of course, Native Watercraft, Daiwa Reels, my new pro staff position for Aqua Dreams. As I said in the beginning, if you're not familiar with him, go check Captain Mike out and all the products he carries over there at Aqua Dreams Living. Great looking spoons, Astral Buoyancy. And don't be sure, if you're in the Richmond area one more time, to come by and see Chris and I this weekend at the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Fishing Expo, which is where again?
At the show place in Mechanicsville.
I'm gonna get you a button that says that even when the show's over, so you can just press that one for me. All right, everybody. Well, thank you again. I got the kids. Y'all have a great week. Get on the water, do some fishing. Give us a report. Let us know what's going on. Don't forget to go over and check out the Boondoggle at Yak Angler or here on Kayak Fishing Radio. Start making your plans to join us here in Virginia Beach for the Columbus Day weekend Boondoggle. All right. There, button lady. You going to press some buttons and get us out of here?
I sure am. Tight lines to everybody, no matter where you're fishing. And remember, take your kids fishing. They are our next generation angler.
Good night.